It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two areas of focus today: a different Windows patch from an unlikely source, and tech goes to the Supreme Court and everyone's getting involved. This is the Business of Tech. Patch announcements aren't usually interesting, and Patch Tuesday comes regularly for those that manage Windows systems. This one's a little different. The National Security Agency alerted Microsoft to a major vulnerability in Windows 10 and Windows Server 2016. The vulnerability in the Windows Crypt API that handles cryptographic operations would allow an attacker to, quote, sign a malicious executable, making it appear the file was from a trusted, legitimate source, end quote. Department of Homeland Security has released an emergency directive to alert the U.S. private sector and government entities about the need to install this patch. So why do we care? I'm far less interested in the fact there's a critical patch than the change in strategy by the NSA. This vulnerability is the first time Microsoft credited the NSA for reporting a bug. This is also new territory for the agency, who rather than holding on to the issue and using it for its own offensive tools, not only reported the issue, but issued its own security advisory. So here's my not-so-bold but necessary prediction. Large-scale rollout won't happen. It should, and I'm screaming here on my podcast that everyone should be doing it, and right now service providers who have customers under contract should be rushing this out the door, and there should be marketing campaigns, communications to help customers, and promotion of proper security. This one is hitting the national and international news, so it should be easy, but it won't be enough. Roughly 200 days from now, we'll have evidence this exploit is being used in bad ways. Why 200 days? Because that's the average time it takes for hacks to be discovered. There's no evidence that there's an exploit in the wild. I'm pessimistic because I'm not seeing enough collective outrage over the failures to implement. Microsoft and even the NSA have done their bit. Now it's up to those in technology services to fix it, and the public to demand it. This year, Oracle and Google will face the Supreme Court. Last week, Google filed its opening brief with the court. What's the 10-year-old battle over? APIs. Oracle claims that Google stole part of its Java technology for Android, and Google disputes that, claiming APIs cannot be owned. This week, Google has seen support in briefs from a wide spectrum of major players. This list includes IBM, Microsoft, Red Hat, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Mozilla Corporation, and computer scientists from MIT and Carnegie Mellon. Also this week in legal news, the U.S. Attorney General, Bill Barr, has demanded Apple unlock two iPhones belonging to the Saudi Air Force cadet who killed three people in Florida last month. Apple has insisted that while it is cooperating, it will not build back doors for law enforcement. Why do we care? This case is still a bit away, but we care because of the very broad-reaching implications. Oracle's copyright approach would make everything about computing difficult. Google's blog post sums it up pretty well. Quote, software interfaces are the access points that allow computer programs to connect to each other, like plugs and sockets. Imagine a world in which every time you went to a different building, you needed a different plug to fit the proprietary socket, and no one was allowed to create adapters. End quote. I've been talking about the coming regulation. Here's one more story to be watching. We can add this to the pile too, as the Sonos versus Google battle is upcoming, and that should give us some legal guidance around platform power. And you can always watch Apple versus the Justice Department anytime, because that seems to come up every few weeks. My thoughts on each. I think copyright and patents are overabused, and I very much come down on Google's side when in regards to APIs. Software works well when it interconnects, and ecosystems and connectivity is the way opportunity is built. And so based on that, I'll come down against Google when it comes to their battle with Sonos. It's clear these platform companies are leveraging their position to kill competitors as soon as they become threatening. There's a long list of those. And finally, I'll side with Apple on encryption. We're safer because of privacy and encryption. There are plenty of companies who specialize in hacking devices like iPhones to break into encrypted data, and law enforcement has been using those for years. That's the best balance rather than adding backdoors. Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Been focusing on slightly less stories, but a little bit more commentary based on some feedback from listeners, so I really appreciate that and hope you're enjoying the change. Look forward to the ongoing discussions on social media, and see you tomorrow.